Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can call in with any question or beat Steve Gilbert on the music theme this week at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And again, it's the listeners against Steve Gilbert in guessing the music theme. And this week it is an artist.
An artist.
Yeah. And okay. If a listener calls in, they win a free tune-up. If you guess it, you get good job, Steve.
Oh, thank you. Good job. All right.
And we're a two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of air conditioning heating contractor. Again, this is Women in Construction Month is March, so congratulations to all the women in the construction field. And the HVAC, our HRAI meeting is going to be Women in HVAC. We're holding a meeting March 27th.
That's right.
Out at the Highmark
Occupational School, yes.
Yep, training out on
Trafalgar, I think it is, right?
Or Trafalgar no. And Crumlin.
Yes.
Area. Yep. And so if your daughter, sister, mother, grandmother, anybody is interested in getting into the HVAC field,
please come out.
Yep. Yep. So give... Do you want to give out your cell phone number again?
Sure, I can give my cell phone number out. It's 226-927-1290. You can call me, and we'll give you information. Or just, if it starts at 6 p.m. registration on the 27th of March at the Highmark Occupational Trade School on Trafalgar and Crumlin.
And that's one of the schools you can get your G2, which is not your driver's license.
No.
It's your gas
2 license, yes.
Fitting license, as well as they have G1 that you can get. And you start with your G3, which is like your beginners, and then you get your G2 or G1 at that point.
Right.
809 people following us on Facebook, up to Team Mulima.
Yes, Team Mulima.
The Ontario Junior Men's Curling Championship. They are going to the Nationals in Fort McMurray, March 24th to the 31st.
Phenomenal.
They have a GoFundMe page going to try to raise some money to help them with the costs to go out there.
That's right.
Peter Inch and Associates are going to be on the jackets.
Nice.
On
nice.
The Team Ontario jackets
there
out there in Fort McMurray. So... we were wishing them a great deal of luck. Owen Henry, who's from Oak Ridge area, is where I grew up.
Yes, sir. That's
He's
right.
He's on the team, and we've sponsored him for many years, so we look forward to that.
Looking forward to that, yes.
Yep. Yep. We also have to congratulate Wendy Inch.
Yes. Wow, that was awesome.
So she was inducted into the Canadian Morgan Horse Hall of Fame last Saturday evening in Cobourg.
Right.
So I, after the show, drove down, and we surprised her. She thought, well, he must just be in the area for a curling event.
Yes, right.
But no, we were there to congratulate. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and she was well-deserved, and all the old pitchers. I even was in one of the old pitchers.
Were you?
Working with Buddy, the
stallion, nice.
Hooking up in the... Justin Morgan class.
The Justin Morgan class.
We were hooking up the stone bolt pole.
Right.
So we were hooking the harness up, and then it had to pull the weight for, you know, a quarter of a mile or whatever.
Wow.
So it was so cool. I had hair. I had a nice maroon shirt on.
Did you? Yeah. You had some flow going,
looked
did you?
Fit.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I went, oh, yeah, I remember those days.
Those days. So, long time ago.
So congratulations.
Yeah,
to Wendy.
Congratulations, Wendy. That's awesome.
And we got to do a shout out to a listener who stopped us last week.
Yeah,
after
we were coming. We're walking out of the building, and we're just about getting to our cars. And this young man was walking down the street. He said, "Hey, Inch by Inch, you guys are great." Yeah,
said I just got done listening to you.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. So thank you for that. Yeah. I don't know your name, but thank you.
Yeah, kind of caught us off guard. We normally don't have people walk up to us.
Yeah, it was good. But, thank you.
Yeah, so it was a nice surprise to have.
Always.
And this coming week, I'm going to be heading out to Winnipeg.
You are. That's right. Volunteer of the year.
Yeah. So the 2024 Sports Tourism Canada Prestige Award.
Right.
Tourism London nominated me in the category of Volunteer of the Year.
Right.
And I made the three finalists.
There you go.
So myself, along with Brenda Chin from Vancouver, BC, and Bruce Donaldson from Charlottetown, PEI.
Wow.
We'll be sitting there waiting for...
West Coast, East Coast, Central Canada. Wow. Isn't that amazing? That's cool.
Waiting for the Friday morning, 10:30.
Breakfast? Is it a breakfast thing?
Hopefully. I'll be hungry by that time. And we'll see if we, you know, next Saturday. I'm flying back Friday. Don't want to miss the show, Steve. Flying back Friday. We'll be here Saturday morning
okay.
for the show.
Wow, it's exciting.
Yep. So
it's, well, good luck.
I want to thank Tourism London.
Yeah, it's a great nomination.
I had no idea they had done it and until I was in the three finalists, and they had to tell me because then I got to go out to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So they said, "Do you want to go to the sunny Winnipeg?" I said, "Well, I guess."
Winnipeg. Okay.
So thanks to Jeremy and Zant.
Yeah.
For putting my name forward for the Brier. Watching the Brier on TV, it kind of brings back a lot of memories.
It sure does, right? Yes.
10 days that we had here and the great time and the blizzards and me losing my keys and all of that.
All that kind of stuff, yes.
Going back.
Down at the patch, listening to the bands play. It was good. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. Kind of a fitting song on the radio. You look puzzled, Steve. That little puzzled look on your face.
Well, we're just thinking.
Means I finally got it.
No.
Not
necessarily.
Like last week. You all, I know this.
Well, yeah, but that was easy.
So come on, listeners, beat Steve. Let's go. 519-643-2222.
It's not Mariah, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We should also men.
Nope. No.
World Wheelchair Championship is on, and Canada came home with silver medal.
Oh, did they?
And
awesome.
Mark Idison, who plays out of the
Ilderton Curling Club,
was a skip of the team. So congratulations,
Mark. That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
With the Paralympics coming up, and
who was in the final?
Norway and Canada, and then China won bronze medal.
Oh, congratulations, Mark! That's great.
They played where the Pyeongchang Olympic curling
was. Oh, did they? That's where they were, right there.
Facility.
Oh, very cool.
So every time they posted pictures, I went. Oh, I remember sitting there. So it was a lot of fun to see that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So there we. I think we have a caller in.
Oh yeah,
Steve.
Of course we do. Yes, we are. Okay, someone's going to win.
I'll just drag this out a little.
Someone's winning. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay.
Maybe not.
Well, we had a listener who sent in a question.
Oh, tremendous!
So Kate, thank you very much for.
Oh yeah, we have a call.
Oh, we do. Okay, let's go to David. Hi, David.
Hello, this is David Tonner, Peter, and Steve.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good, it's Donna Summer.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yes,
that's exactly who it is.
I still have the original vinyl album.
Do you really? Basement. Oh, that's awesome, actually. Congratulations, that's awesome. That is Donna Summer.
It is
Well, that's
Donna
you
Summer.
Picked her because of your disco thing.
That's right, exactly. And I knew you wouldn't remember.
No, I don't, actually. Yeah. No, those days are gone, yes.
Well, thanks,
okay,
David.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Juan, we'll get your information, and we'll give you a call on Monday to book that tune-up for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very cool. Thanks.
Well, there you go, Steve. So now I can say the rest of the song's coming up. So. Says, I feel love, she works hard for the money, and then the last one, which you would have got at Last Dance.
Oh, yes. So, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Good.
Donna Summer. Yeah, once you say the name, it just goes bing. Yeah, yeah, just immediately, yeah.
I knew it was going to be tough on you, so.
Thanks.
So we'll go back to Kate's question. So Kate asked, I have a question for your radio program. I heard you say last week that gas fireplace should be serviced every year. I have a gas fireplace that is not used, and I'm wondering whether it would be better to just have the gas disconnected. And then down the road, if I want to start using it again, I could have it reconnected. Also, if that is possible, would the switch on the wall be disabled?
That was a good question. If you're not going to use the appliance, then sitting there having the pilot light burn is probably not a good thing. But you do have to be careful, because if that fireplace is sitting idle for too long, it'll probably get some surface rust on it on the inside just because of our humidity in the summertime. Certainly you could leave the gas connected, just shut off the valve downstairs. So that's probably what I would do instead of having the gas disconnected. I'd probably just shut the valve off downstairs. But please remember, if you have it off for several years, then you may want to make sure that you have a technician come and check it out before you turn it on and let them recommission it again. So I would just do that, because just for safety reasons, you want to make sure that venting's clear. But also, if the pilot light's not burning, it's not as attractive for a bird to want to build a nest in there where it's nice and warm. So keep that in mind, just because when the pilots are on, there's always heat coming out of that vent, and it's very attractive in the springtime for birds and everything to want to nest in there.
So, and you should. All gas valves in your home should have a label on them saying water heater, furnace, fireplace, gas stove,
right,
whatever. So it should be very easy to find that valve and to turn it off. You don't have to disconnect the switch. But you might want to put something on the switch to say this is for the fireplace.
Yep.
So people aren't turning it on and off if you have guests over,
right,
trying to figure out what this switch is for. Yep.
But if the gas is off, then it's not, the switch isn't going to do anything, except it's going to try and complete a circuit. So if the fan's connected to it, it may turn the fan on. So yeah, just don't disconnect it. You could just shut the gas off and it'll be fine, and then have us come out and recommission it before you turn it back on again.
Yeah, and if we're going out to do a furnace maintenance, the guys can do that for you. They can turn the gas off and make sure that everything is safe and no problem whatsoever, or an air conditioner tune-up, whatever you have coming up.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, very good question. Thanks, Kate, for sending that in.
Yeah.
So another one that came in. I need to replace my old air conditioners. Should I install a replacement air conditioner or a heat pump as the rebates have stopped?
That question's being asked time and time again. Just because there were rebates for heat pumps, doesn't mean that we weren't going down that road anyways. So, the idea of air conditioning, which only runs for a couple of months out of our year, keep in mind that heat pumps, cold climate heat pumps, run 12 months of the year. A standard heat pump's probably run 8 months out of the year. So, I mean, the idea of you using a heat pump to save on carbon tax and natural gas is probably a good thing. So, I mean, our stance on this is we're always going to be recommending heat pumps for our clients, and obviously it's up to you, but if you're going to get an air conditioner quote, I'm probably going to give you a quotation on a heat pump as well, just so you can compare, just so you can see the benefits of both. So the heat pumps aren't going away. I mean, I think heat pumps in Canada are here to stay now. It just depends. Manufacturers just may pull air conditioners and only produce heat pumps. I mean, there's all kinds of talk going on, but that's what's happening these days.
Yeah, and it, you know, again, our company really believes in heat pumps and the value of it. And I had a gentleman stop me at a meeting, and he says, you know, I can't believe how low my gas bill is. And my electric didn't go up very much.
Right.
And he says, I had to call the gas company to reset my equal billing.
Right, yes.
Because they were going to owe me a whole bunch of money at the end of the year.
Right.
So he was pretty impressed. And he had a pool. And I said, well, you know, you can get a heat pump for your pool.
Right, exactly.
And save money there. And so we'd be going and doing that, you know.
Yes, so. That's right.
Now, this one, I'm just dying to hear your answer on
this,
Steve.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
This is one that, when it came in, I almost moved it to number one. Kate took over. I had to get her question in. It says, should I take my air conditioner cover off now or wait?
Well, I mean, yours probably came off because it went up to almost 20 the other day. So, I mean, just keep in mind that, I mean, It looks like spring is here, but you know, March and April can always surprise you with a freak snowfall. But I mean, it is, you can probably take your cover off at this point in time because you don't want to start your air conditioner with the cover on. That's a bad thing to do. So I mean, if this weather's changing and we're going to have some 20 degree days, then you better take your cover off and be prepared for that, because you don't want to start that air conditioner with the cover on.
I was talking to Kim Tuck.
Yes.
And she agrees with me that you keep your windows closed for the allergies and the cover off.
Yeah.
So she was saying she almost turned her air conditioner
on. With the cover on, right?
Well, no, with the 20 degrees outside.
Oh, okay, so. Yes. Well, I mean, you people, I mean, it's, you never go out and walk in nature, I take it then, right?
No, I don't. I drive in nature.
You drive
in my air conditioned car.
Okay, yeah.
With a filter to make sure I can breathe.
Yeah, so yeah, you in a kayak is not something I'm ever going to see.
And
no.
It would sink.
Yeah. Actually, talking about kayaks, I was in the I had to call Roy in because we had a couple jobs that came in and I needed some sheet metal done, and Roy's our sheet metal mechanic who bends metal for us to do our custom work. Anyways, and he says, well, darn, Steve, he says, yeah, I can come in, but I was really kind of hoping to go kayaking today. And I said, well, Roy, if you get done in time, you can still go kayaking this afternoon. He said, all right, I'll be right in. But yes. And that's where he was going. He was packing up his tools at about 11:30, and the weather was still beautiful outside. He said, do you want to come with me? I said, unfortunately, I'm the only one here, Roy. I have to stay, but I, you know, or else I would have been there with him. Absolutely.
I'll have to get a yellow and blue kayak for him. So. Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
Well, Vanessa took a week, went for a beautiful vacation, and got COVID.
Yes.
And so she's been off all this week.
Yes, she has.
But I called her at home, and in between her coughs and her hacks, I said, you got to do your reminder of the day.
Right.
This is Vanessa's reminder of the day.
Okay.
Can you believe the beautiful weather we are having? As she looked outside.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Now is the time to schedule your air conditioner tune-up and beat the spring rush. One of our technicians would be happy to attend your home, clean out any debris that collected over the winter, wash down the unit, and perform the safety checks. By scheduling your air conditioner tune-up in March, we will even do a furnace check while we are there, and let you know if you could use a tune-up. So give us a call and schedule your spring air conditioner tune-up before the busy time arrives.
Okay, there we are. Okay.
So he's thinking of us.
Apparently. It's good.
So what do you think of that last song? Would you have got it from that?
No.
No, good.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
I would not.
The third one you would have, so.
Possibly. I'll hear the third one, yes.
Now, we got daylight savings time going to happen.
We do. Clocks ahead. Fall back, spring ahead. Hate this time.
So what could that do to affect our heating, air conditioning equipment? Do we got to do anything, or is the furnace smart enough to go, I know what time it is?
Well, the furnace isn't, but the thermostat hopefully is. So some thermostats will have a daylight savings built right into them, and then they'll just automatically adjust. Otherwise, I mean, the furnace is still going to work. Just maybe be the wrong time on your thermostat. So, you know, and if that bothers you, then you just have to go and change it. But most, anything that is a smart thermostat will automatically change the time and do it correctly, like your phone or your smartwatch.
If you have an older one
that
uses batteries,
yes,
it's not a bad time to put
change
new
those batteries.
In,
yes, change
as
the
well
batteries.
As your smoke detector.
Yep.
Your CO detector.
All those things that use batteries.
You know, upgrade those, make sure everything's
working. Your remote controls, all those things. If it's the battery time of the year.
Yeah, my new cable system that I got.
Oh, and okay, go ahead.
Pops up and says, your remote control batteries are weak. I went, this is perfect. I will never be sitting there touching that remote. Why isn't the TV changing?
The other thing, too, also, if you're doing the batteries and you've got a fireplace, don't forget your batteries in your fireplace. And it's not just the remote. There's a receiver underneath the fireplace that has batteries there. So if you don't want to do that, when you call us in to do a tune-up, just ask us to bring some batteries along, and we will change those for you as well. Okay? Because if you don't change the receiver, your remote might be good, but there's no battery power in the receiver to receive the information.
And I noticed, even though we don't do it,
right,
the City of London had messages on the TV saying, check your sump pump.
Right.
You know, and especially when I walked out this morning and saw
all the water.
Lake Peter.
Yes.
Out in Byron, as the backyard was all water.
Yeah. That was my tip of the day last week, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was, you know, they were saying, check your sump pump for debris and so forth.
Because you don't want that to fail. And
backup. Yep. You know, if you don't have a backup and your sump pump's running all day today, you should really be considering putting in a backup.
Yeah.
Because if it broke down, all that water's coming into your
house. It's coming, yep.
And there's nothing you can do at that point.
No, you certainly cannot.
So another question that came in that said, my furnace stopped working. How quickly could I get a new one installed?
Well, so we can react as quickly as you can. So first of all, we need to come out and size it. So you're going to have a salesperson like myself, Dean or Murray, come out and see you. We look at the old equipment. We give you a quotation on a new one, and we talk to you because there's several different furnaces on the market. So we want to make sure we get the right one for you. And then once we do that process and you agree to whatever furnace that you want to purchase, I mean, we can move very quickly. So you can have one within 1 to 2 days. Maybe even next day, right? It just depends.
We've done that this week and next week, same thing. But I always say if your furnaces stop working and you're thinking of replacing it, don't delay.
No. Nope.
You know, react. We have, Dean who could come out today and give you a price or tomorrow or, you know, so we have people who are ready to go just to buy a drop of ad or give them a phone call.
Yep.
So. And there's different furnaces, so we don't want you to buy quickly, like make a quick decision. We want to sit down with you, spend an hour and a half.
And make an informed decision, yes.
Yeah, and go through all the options with you and make sure, because this is a 20-year, hopefully, investment.
Right.
That after you put the new furnace in, you're not going to change it for 20 years.
Right.
So let's fix anything you didn't like about the old one or anything you didn't like about the heating in your home.
Right. It's the time to address it now.
You've added in return airs or supply airs.
All kinds of things. We look at the whole house as a system, and we will make recommendations due to that. So.
and humidifier, air cleaning, all that stuff for people who have allergies that aren't going to open up their
windows.
That's
right. Yeah, people are going to close their house down and never open a window again. Yep, yep.
And get all of that.
Live in their bubble.
Yep, yep. And, you know, make sure you're comfortable and can breathe.
Yeah.
And the big white dog who sheds.
Constantly,
it filters
yes.
all that so that you get to keep the dog.
So how do you know that your filter is actually dirty when you've got that white dog, you pull that white filter out and it's still white even though it's got all her hair stuck to it?
I hear the furnace fan motor like a jet airplane. So I'll be watching TV and then I'll start turning the volume up and yeah. I go, no, maybe you should go down and change the filter.
Yes.
So I have a box. You know, mm-hmm. I'm prepared. I have 6 filters downstairs.
6.
Waiting for me. Pull it out. Put a new one in.
6 yep, filters.
Yeah. I have 4 humidifier pads sitting there so that I can change. Now, I have the one you need to change twice a year,
yes.
But I'm ready.
Yeah, you are.
I'm never going to run out.
Okay. So, all right.
And it's the same with Windex and this, all that. I have like the gallon jug sitting there that if I run out.
And frozen ribs that you put on the barbecue.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That you can burn to a crisp.
Yeah, I fell asleep this week. I put a couple chicken breasts on.
Uh-oh.
French fries in the oven.
Had a little nappy.
The dog started barking because of the smoke coming from the oven. And then I went outside. I went, oh, these chicken breasts. And they were just like little
black sacrificial pucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I put them in the dog bowl. It wouldn't even eat them. Then I ordered, delivery.
Did you? A little Swiss Chalet? Yeah. Do you still have your chicken or not?
No.
Yeah, you gave up on the chicken, did you? Okay.
After looking at the chicken, I couldn't eat any chicken anymore. What happens when you fall asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
And the curling game was on. So how could I fall asleep with the curling
game? Wow,
you must not
have been feeling very well.
No,
yeah.
I was not feeling well. So. Smoke.
Oh, man. Okay.
Lucky you have a dog that, smelt something was wrong.
Yes, right, yeah. Yeah, those burning fries do it every time, right? Yeah.
Now, the Knights won last night. Big game, 6-1.
Nice segue, by the way.
They're hot. Okay. They were burning.
Okay, all right, that's where it comes in. All right, yeah, the Knights were hot last night.
Yep, and they play again today, this afternoon, I think at 4.
Cool.
I remember.
Yeah.
So, and playoffs coming up.
Yes.
So we'll.
What else? Playoffs in curling.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen where everybody finished yet.
Really? I know where I finished.
Where'd you finish?
You finished in A.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'm in B or C.
Oh.
But we lost our last game against Gilly.
In the game before that?
Yeah, I wasn't there. So no comment on that game. But I went up and apologized to your players.
Did you?
That I, I wasn't there.
That's okay.
I was sorry.
That's all right.
We gave you another 10 years.
We gave you a thrashing just because of the fact that you weren't there. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and all the other, the other Tuesday night players were all saying, hey, we came out early to watch the game. Where were you?
Where were you? Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of talk going on.
Yeah. A lot of crowds there. So.
It's a good place to be, the St. Thomas Curling Club.
It is.
Yeah.
Lots going on. It's very exciting in there.
That's right.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. I played that song for me because I work hard for the money.
Now it's interesting that you're queuing up clips, but it's just the music. You don't really hear the singer at all, right? And like, what is that?
Like,
what is that? Like,
that's called
Meet
Steve.
No, yeah, that's called. Hope you recognize the song because we're not going to give you the singer. Okay,
but if you knew the song like that, you start tapping your feet.
I'm sorry, but yes, but
if that was
it was
playing?
The disco era, everybody was tapping their feet,
if that was playing at Eddie's. the dance floor would have been full by now.
Yes, but it didn't matter who was singing. There was a whole bunch of drunk people dancing on the dance floor to a beat.
That's right.
It didn't matter who was singing.
You got it. As soon as you hear the beat, you know. Donna
no,
Summers.
You don't know because Donna it could Summers. Have been the Bee Gees for that matter. Who knows? No. Juan, I need your help with this, man.
Listen, I didn't dance to that music, so I...
you're
no,
right.
No, didn't, like, I agree with you in the part that most of them, they sound the same.
Yeah.
They have similar
they do.
Beats.
Yes.
And the music from that time, they have very, very long intros.
Yes.
Like, nowadays, it's like right away to it, like someone singing. Back then, it was like... Just have fun, enjoy the music for like a good minute and a half, and then we'll start singing.
Yeah. And then they sang like two lyrics over and over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah. Yeah. There was no lyrics to it.
Well, we'll see how the last song
goes. All right. Okay. Thanks, Juan.
No. Yeah.
Did you have a question? Or yeah, do you want to talk about, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about curling?
No, we're...
You want to talk about the Brier?
Well, we could talk about the Brier
because right?
We're still in the running. We both picked Dunstone.
We did, but so, I'm out of the running.
And you picked Dunstone
versus Carruthers.
Which
yes.
did happen, but Dunstone beat him and Carruthers is gone.
So see, I won! I win! No, because it was in the final. Yeah,
picked Gushu.
Right. So that can still happen.
That can still happen.
Yes.
So
I'm just hoping that Matty Dunstone wins the Brier. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't, I don't know if you heard on the one game, it was kind of funny, after the game they lost, and as he still had the mic on, he said, find me a curling club, because he had to go practice, because they didn't have a good game. And that
no,
was,
yeah,
and,
find me a curling club, get me out of here so I can throw some stones.
Yeah, yeah. And then he came back, and he's been playing great ever since. Yes. So whatever curling club that was, thank you for letting him come in.
Yeah, thanks for letting Matt come
and
in.
And we should, we have... Team New Zealand.
We did at the St. Thomas Curling Club. Yeah.
They've been there 2 days this week. They'll be there 2 days next week practicing.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go out to Nova Scotia for the Women's Worlds.
Cool.
So they've been down there. I said, I'll cheer for you unless you're playing Canada.
Right.
I said, the minute you play Canada, sorry, I got to flip
I got to put the maple leaf on, yeah.
But it was good. They came out, hopefully.
And how were their accents?
Like you would expect. You know, I said, do you know Sarah Westman?
Right.
Because Sarah moved to Australia and is playing curling down there, and they went over and saw her picture on our wall and,
yes.
you know, pointed her out. And so it was kind of neat to,
oh, very
to hear
cool.
them all talking about that.
Yeah.
But they were tired. They've been traveling for 48 hours.
Oh, wow. Long
and
time.
So they were just trying to shake out the cobwebs and
right.
get out on the ice and have a little fun. So.
Nice. Good.
But
good.
That's what we do in curling. Welcome them in.
Yes.
Give them, show them.
Now, did they sign the waiver?
Of course they signed
just
the waiver.
Checking. Just wanted to make sure. Of course they signed the waiver.
Yeah. You think I would let them on the ice without signing
well,
the waiver?
I'm just asking the question.
And we had, we were out to a place and they had a rooftop and they wanted to improve the air quality in their office.
Right.
Is that something we can do?
Yeah. I mean, so depending on the rooftop, I mean, certainly I reached out to the manufacturer and just said, this office environment wants better air quality. I can put a better quality filter in that rooftop unit. So now I can put a MERV 13 filter in that environment. Now that MERV 13 filter will, if it's a dirty environment, it will clog up really quick. And so they got to be aware of that. So I can put better filtration in, but then they were looking for something else as well. So then I called the manufacturer, just said, what are your recommendations? And the manufacturer gave me a few options and I recommended that to the company and they went ahead. So it was a, it was called, it's like an ionization system. So it's like ultraviolet, because you can put ultraviolet in rooftops as well. It's an ionization system that is self-cleaning, and it's supposed to last for quite some time.
So we're going to monitor that with that company?
Yes, and just see how it goes.
See how it goes?
Yeah.
I can even monitor it at the Knights game because they sit two rows in front of me, too.
Oh, do they? Okay.
And we can have that little chat.
Yeah, you can.
In between periods.
Yes.
See how things are going. If I ever get to the Knights games.
Right.
I haven't been there very much this year.
Well, you can go to the one this afternoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
if Vanessa hasn't given the tickets away.
Hold those tickets, Vanessa. Peter wants to go to the game. Yeah.
Now, we had, we get a lot of calls in where people call in and say, hey, I want a tune-up.
Right.
And then we get out there and it's not working.
Right.
So it's not a tune-up.
No, it's a service
it's a
call.
Fix.
Yes.
So, again, if you're calling in and it's not working, tell us it's not working
right.
versus trying to say, I'll do a tune-up on it and then you'll fix it.
Right.
So when we go out, sometimes when we are looking at a product, we can't test it totally.
Right.
Because it's not working.
Right.
So we have to repair what's wrong.
And then we find out if there's anything else wrong with it.
Right.
Yes.
So if I spent, let's say, $500 on a repair.
Right.
Then you start checking it and you find out it's got a cracked heat exchanger. Now, some cases on certain models, we know where heat exchanger cracks. So they'll go look there before they do the repair.
Right.
But in other cases, we maybe can't see it.
They don't show up until they stick their wand inside the venting and then it tells. Yeah.
So now I've spent $500. Now you're telling me the furnace is totally gone.
Well, it needs a heat exchanger replacement, so we got to price that out for them.
And then they say, well, I want to go ahead and put a new one in. What happens to that $500?
So, I mean, we give part of that repair back. I mean, we know that that's all part of the process, so we'll refund you some of that repair back against the cost because you're going to put in new, just to kind of lessen the blow a little bit. But really, you need all the information, so I mean, we would have given them a replacement heat exchanger cost as well on that furnace, not just only the just recommending that they buy a new one. We'll give you the cost, the repair for the heat exchanger, and then we'll go out and price you a new furnace, and then you can make a determination.
And yeah. Then how long, you know, let's say they say I'm going to fix. How long when we do a repair is the warranty on our repairs?
Well, the I think it's, what is it, 90 days for a year for the labor.
It's a year for the repair.
Yep.
And the diagnosis is good for 90 days.
9 days, yeah.
So that if something else goes wrong with it in 90 days, you don't pay for the diagnostic. If it was over 90 days, you would pay for the diagnostic.
And the part.
Yeah. And if the same repair broke down within 365 days, you don't pay for that. Part or labor, because that's covered under a 1-year warranty.
Right. Perfect.
And if they buy new equipment, now you can buy it with 12 years parts, labor, and maintenance included.
Yes, you can.
Or you can pay yearly.
Yes.
Why would I pay 12 years included when I can pay yearly?
You inflation-proof your maintenance costs. So we analyze that all the time. So when, because costs have not gone down since COVID, costs keep on rising. So cost of fuel, cost of labor, cost of equipment, cost of parts, all that stuff. So if you're on our plans, we freeze those for 3 years. But if you want to go and buy all 12 years, then you get price protection for 12 years, which it can be a huge savings for you.
Especially with, we see inflation yep. going, interest rates, yep. all of this changing.
Constantly,
so often,
yes, constantly.
This, you can
cap it off, yep.
And you can finance that. Like you can finance your whole install,
you
including
can.
That.
Absolutely. So
that you have fixed your monthly payment of what that's going to cost.
Exactly, yes.
So that's available as well.
Yeah, and there's something new in the marketplace as well that that there have been some companies who've been putting liens on homes on those finance contracts, and the Ontario government is now passing that there'll be no more liens allowed on HVAC equipment.
And they're going to go back retroactive.
Yes.
So if there is one on it, it's supposed to be removed.
Removed,
so
yeah.
That was good news to hear.
It was good news.
And there was a local MPP from London out front pushing that.
Good.
So it was good to see.
It is good to see because those, there's just some companies doing some things that were really not ethical. So I'm glad that this is one of those things that has been put up to stop that from happening, help stop it from happening.
Well, I'm going to give Juan a little extra time because, you know, you want to hear the whole thing plus the words, you know, for whatever reason. But
he's going to play We Are the Champions again because of last week?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. All right.
But when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our other shows, go to peterinch.ca, hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
So let's say.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.